Okay, so welcome for everyone who's here with us live, everyone who is watching this after the fact. Welcome to the 28-day sustaining rituals challenge. It felt like a really important time to do this with everything that has been going on in the world. Even things, I was just reflecting with some clients over the last couple of weeks about how much has been happening personally that is very unexpected, some really hard things, some really big things. And if you have read Superbound or if you've listened to the book, you know that the opening story in that book was about my own burnout. I was working at a really high capacity. I was working most of the time, it was 7 days a week. Let's be honest. It wasn't 6 days a week, it was 7 days a week. And I was working in a field of health and well-being, which is always so funny to say to people that when I burned out and was very ill, and had to shut down two businesses and had chronic pain, I was teaching yoga. And I was running an acupuncture clinic. Like, I was literally teaching people the exact tools that I myself understood at an intellectual level and knew were very helpful. But knowing something and practicing it, two different things. So I went through that experience and it really did set me on a journey. Steve was witness to this. Hi, Steve. Of prioritizing self-investment. So in the book, we talk a lot about the tending triad. It's a big section of the book. Many people who have listened to the book or read the book said, this should have been chapter one. But we knew we were writing for entrepreneurs. We knew that ultimately people want to hear the good stuff before they find out, oh, I actually have to look after myself in this whole mix. So the whole point of this particular challenge for this month is for us to have 28 days to focus really deeply on one important aspect of that tending triad, which is our personal fuel. And this week, we are focusing on physical nourishment. Physical nourishment can be your workouts, it can be those tough things you do. Physical nourishment can also be drinking enough water, getting the recommended amount of sleep that we all probably know that we need and maybe don't always get or are able to give ourselves. Your sustaining rituals, what makes them a sustaining ritual is that it's something that is easily repeated. It's something that can fit into your life. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy, but it certainly can be if you like something fancy. So on Instagram this week, I've been just sharing my sustaining ritual that I'm really focusing on right now because it feels really good for me is longer workouts, more heavier weights. But your sustaining ritual might be getting outside for a 5-minute walk. It all counts. It's all valid. It's all great. Steve, what do you want to say about sustaining rituals, specifically around physical nourishment?
Yeah, for me, I think the key is to tune in to what would make the biggest difference for your body and for your overall well-being. If you feel like you've got sleep dialed in, which for me, I do, like I don't
Lucky.
do less than 8 hours a night, and I generally sleep really well. So I'm not going to focus on up-leveling that. Where the thing that was really calling to me was my approach to food and nutritional nourishment, where I was I'm a big snacker. I like to just eat all the things as I go through the day, but my body was not responding all that well to it. And so for me, the shift that, and it's only been 4 days, but I'm absolutely loving it. It's been amazing, is only eating 3 times. So, three eating windows during the day, and cutting down on the steady flow of snacks. So that is kind of what was speaking to me.
So good. Okay. And maybe Steve, just while you're here, I know you're only kind of with us for a few minutes today. I was just curious, like if you had any general, you always talk about self-warmth, and I think you do that really beautifully. But I know that there's probably going to be people who take this challenge as like, it is time to up level. It's time to push, like sustaining rituals. Yeah. And I just wondered if you could maybe speak to the difference between something like a stretch goal, which I know you have a lot of, versus a sustaining ritual, which is meant to nourish.
Yeah, I think again, it's up to what's going to feel most aligned for you. In my case, with having just the three eating windows, there's a certain stretch that like it feels a bit stretchy to me. Like I kind of have to get over some static, some internal hurdles of like, what I like to snack and that looks yummy. And you're just like, I'm gonna go for this. So there is a certain tension to it. It isn't just all bubble baths and saunas. But I'm doing it for the sake of my own like what my body wants, what my physical well-being is asking for. And so even though there is a stretch element to it, fundamentally, it's about wanting to be in a more grounded, a more healthy state. And so it is blooming from a place of self-love, of self-warmth. I'm not telling myself, I have problems. I have problems around food. I got to fix these problems. It's more like I'm fine, and I want to be even more well nourished. So it's you can have a feeling of stretch, you can have a feeling of really going for it while at the same time loving yourself even more through the process.
Thank you for that. So good. Okay. So with that, I would love to just open it up to folks that are here for just a chance to talk about anything that you have been doing where you feel like, hey, I've been doing this all week and it feels amazing, or I had the intention to do these physical nourishment activities and here's my challenge, my obstacle. I'm here to coach anybody who wants a little bit of coaching around this topic. I just know it's so hard. Thanks, Steve. I know it's so hard for us to sometimes prioritize ourselves. So what I'm going to do is I'll leave the recording on for a moment to see if anyone is okay with our conversation being shared with the rest of the people in the challenge. And if no one pops in or unmutes to talk about that, we'll turn it off and I'll just chat with the people who are here live. So if anyone wants to share anything, just feel free to unmute. Okay. All right. So I'm going to turn off the recording and then the folks that are here live, we can have a little bit of a more intimate conversation. For anyone who is in the challenge, these recordings will be just available for you for the next couple of weeks. And even if you can't come live, if you have something that's going on, feel free to put it in the community. Feel free to email me. I'm really happy to address things because especially if there's something that you're struggling with or something that's feeling hard, I guarantee that you are not alone. I guarantee that maybe your question or your obstacle is something that someone else in the community is having some similar static around. And it's really helpful sometimes to hear that spoken. So I hope you'll submit questions. I hope you'll participate in the collective, share things that are going on with you. And that will be it for our recording today. And I'm going to hang out with the folks who are here. Thanks, everybody.